In Minnesota today, lots of last-minute political drama. In their one and only debate, Republican Norm Coleman and Democrat Walter Mondale traded sharp barbs. They're competing for the seat left vacant by the death last month of Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone. But the candidates were upstaged by Minnesota's maverick governor, Jesse Ventura. As Mondale and Coleman were debating this morning, Governor Ventura named a founding member of his Independence Party to temporarily fill Wellstone's seat. That leaves the Senate with 49 Republicans, 49 Democrats, and 2 Independents. NPR's David Welnup reports from St. Paul.
Governor Ventura had promised to wait until after tomorrow's election to make an interim appointment for Wellstone's seat. But angered by the exclusion of his party's Senate candidate from today's debate, Ventura held a rival press conference as the debate began to announce he was appointing Dean Barkley, an old friend and member of his government, immediately to that post. Meanwhile, on the stage of St. Paul's ornate Fitzgerald Theater, former St. Paul Mayor Coleman, who's 53, opened the debate by rhetorically asking whether he or the 74-year-old former Vice President Mondale was better fit to serve as senator.
Who is best prepared with a vision for the future, with the energy and the vitality to move that vision forward? Who can tirelessly build a brighter future for all of Minnesota?
Mondale, for his part, pointed to his long record as his chief job qualification.
I know the Senate. I've served in the Senate. I was the president of the Senate. And under the rules, if you re-elect me, I go into the Senate leadership on the first day.
The televised 10 a.m. debate quickly turned hard-hitting when Mondale chided Coleman's fundraising.
You have a campaign here that is a poster child for what is wrong in politics. You've taken not thousands, but millions of dollars from the special interests, from the Enrons, the world.com. You have walked the line, and I can be independent. I owe no one.
Coleman hit back, pointing to Mondale's own corporate ties.
The vice president has served on the board of Cargo, served on the board of Northwest Airlines, and served on the board of CNA Insurance Agency. And it's not Paul Wellstone. There's certainly a very clear difference, just in terms of experience. Yeah. So when the vice president talks about special interest, I think it would be fair to say that in your experience over the last 8 years, that's been your universe.
Coleman also played up his close ties to President Bush, who urged him to run for the Senate.
Some people say, but you're going to owe the president if you get there. I went on Tuesday. The president's going to owe me big time.
Mondale repeatedly questioned Coleman's claim that having once been a Democrat and now a Republican, he could work in a bipartisan way in Washington.
What you're doing is sticking with the right wing and pretending to change the tone. It's not the fluff of what kind of words you say.
All right.
Norm, we know you. We've seen you. We've seen you shift around. We know about all this.
Coleman retorted that such charges showed how much the tone needs to be changed in Washington. In the end, both candidates did what they needed to do. Walter Mondale showed he was up on the issues and in tune with much of what his fellow liberal Paul Wellstone stood for. And Norm Coleman, who consistently addressed Mondale as Mr. Vice President, showed a certain deference for this widely admired politician, while at the same time raising questions about how close Mondale really was to Wellstone's legacy. With the election just hours away and polls showing a toss-up, neither could afford a major blunder, and none occurred. David Wellnup, NPR News, St. Paul.